Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeremy, host of the Neverland Podcast, found at neverlandpodcast.com. This is my show on iTunes and Stitcher. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I plugged in my microphone and said, "By the power of Neverland,
I am a podcast!"
I became a mighty podcast host, and Neverland became
the geekiest podcast on the internet.
There are other things I feature besides Disney: Marvel, Thundercats, and He-Man. Together, we defend Neverlanders from the evil boredom of adulthood. Okay, there have been some major news announced today that I really wanted to kind of get Lost Boy Phil's reaction, since we're both comic book fans. This is going to have some major ramifications on things, and kind of wondering how long it's going to last. But here was a phone call I had with Philo.
Okay.
Interesting news was just announced on The View today, and I wanted to get your take on this. Apparently, this is a permanent change. The Thor we all have known and loved is no longer going to be Thor. He is now unworthy. And despite the inscription on his hammer and on Mjolnir saying that he who is worthy, they decided that it was time that that needed an update. And a woman has taken up the hammer, and she is not She Thor or Thorita. She is Thor, and they say this is permanent.
Well, unfortunately, it's the way things are nowadays. It's changing characters all around, and I won't personally, to me, Thor will always be a man, because that's how he was created. And also, by the way, seeing how this is not a comic book character that they created, he came from myths and everything else, so you would almost think he would be theirs to do that with. But anyway, to me, if they want to do all that, that's up to them. But I will say, if they're going to do that, then they need to make Wonder Woman a Wonder Man.
Yeah, well, we do have a Wonder Man in the Marvel universe.
Yeah. I'm just saying that it's kind of silly to change. There's no reason to change what already has worked so very, very well. If they want a character like that, that's fine. They'd create one. I'm not going to do things the way they are. That's just me.
Yeah, see, their idea is they're trying to attract more women into comics. And, well, that's fine, but create more women superheroes. It's not hard, but why do you have to take an already established character? And because, well, he's already popular and we want a good, strong female, why do you have to change them to a female? Why can't you create a good, strong female character? Do more with Sif if you have to. Sif was an awesome character.
I feel the same way with changing races and changing sexes and all that. So there's really no reason for it. There's no need to do it. It just make a new character. That's what's going on.
Yeah, we're always happy to have new characters, but you don't go change the ones that have a history going back 40 years and more.
I would work for that. I'll tell you why. I've heard this kind of stuff before. You list stuff doesn't take too very well. And it's kind of like Captain America. They said they were going to kill him off if he wasn't ever going to come back. Well, that didn't last very long at all. The big shit like that are usually, in my opinion, DC's done it and Marvel, it's a big shock thing. We're trying to get everyone's attention, and they may buy it for a while. But after a while, they usually end up getting put back in place where everything was the way it was.
Yeah, because I figure you're going to have a big rush of sales because this is happening in October, and there'll be a big rush of sales of everybody going, "Oh, look, we have to buy this now. Oh my gosh, it's a female one." And you'll probably have a lot more, some female readers, who are like, "Yay, we want to see a woman superhero. We want to see a woman Thor." And they'll go out and buy it, but that doesn't make out the majority of your average comic book reader. You know, we'd love to have more women reading. That's great. But your current average comic book reader is probably going to be, oh, well, that's nice. Okay, well, I'll come back when he's a man again.
I don't know if Marvel saw this year or not, but if you think about this, it seems to me like they're trying to make their own version of Wonder Woman. And there's a lot of similarities between the two of them already. In fact, when you add the DC versus Marvel, Wonder Woman and Thor ended up at some point, she ended up having the hand. This was for the DC and JLA. I take that back. It's for the Avengers and the JLA. At one point, Wonder Woman ended up getting the Thor hammer. And at some point, anyway, she was worthy. So my point is, they're probably in some way trying to compete with the Wonder Woman character.
Could be either that, or I wonder how much Disney's influence has impacted this, because Disney's current area with females seems to be the anti-princess type of thing, and they're trying to get away from the princess concept and have more strong female characters, even if it means going back into their own vault of Disney princesses and ruining good stories. Maleficent, for example, and I kind of worry, you know, they're digging into the vault. They want to make a live-action Cinderella, a live-action Beauty and the Beast. I wonder if they're going to make changes that are going to kind of ruin the story as we've loved it for all these years, just to try to create more strong female characters, when really they should be more like Frozen, where granted it was based off of an old story, but they had not touched that material yet. They created those some strong female characters, and they managed to get a success out of it. They should probably keep more of that route, but Marvel does not need to follow suit and change their old characters for something. They can create new characters.
I have no problem with strong female characters. Keep in mind, though, this is one thing that I never quite understood. It's fine to have strong female characters, but you know what? There's also nothing wrong with the woman who is a little more dainty and delicate. There's nothing wrong with that kind of a woman either. And this has nothing to do with being sexist or anything like that. In my opinion, it's almost like telling the woman who is, womanly, that she's in the wrong.
Yeah.
She's not doing the right thing.
I mean, who decides what a strong woman is?
Yeah.
I'm tired of women who decide to be stay-at-home mothers getting bad-mouthed because they decided to stay at home and be moms. Moms are awesome.
Yeah. And they're not lazy. There's a lot of work to be done. In my opinion, this world would not be what it is if it weren't for the mamas.
Yeah.
And that takes a strong woman.
To mold
the breed, if you will.
Yeah, so it's kind of unfortunate that they feel like they have to go to extremes and do extreme and shocking things in order to create strong women, instead of finding the other ways to do it that work and finding new characters, or also going and showing out the strengths that women do have that maybe get overlooked.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Marvel already had the strong female character. They have She-Hulk. I always liked her. She's strong physically, but she's an interesting character, and they can do more with her. They could make, in my opinion, if this were up to me, I would be making an Incredible Hulk movie with the new actor, even though I personally think Ed Norton did a great job as Bruce Banner. But anyway, I would use the new actor and make a new series, and I would introduce She-Hulk in maybe the second or third film.
Yeah, I'd love to see a She-Hulk movie. She's awesome.
Oh, man. Exactly. Just open up that door for her to be in Avengers, to have her own series of films. That'd be wonderful.
That would be fantastic, and that would not be trying to change a character. That would just be taking a character that exists that maybe is getting tossed under the radar, but is an awesome character, a good example of a female role model. She's a lawyer. You know, she's a hero.
Very smart. And the great thing is what I like about She-Hulk, and it wasn't so obvious when she first came around, but in the 90s they took care of this and made it more obvious. But she did, unlike Hulk back then, Hulk was kind of, I don't say dumb, because Bruce Banner's a genius, but they made it to where he was so overdrawn with rage that he didn't show his intelligence. He seemed almost ignorant. But with She-Hulk, because it was a blood transfusion, which was from her cousin, he was he'd given to her. She didn't get the entire gamma radiation. She just got a little bit of it. So therefore, she'd still be attractive and smart, and it didn't dumbify her, if you will.
And,
person.
Although it apparently has taken some time, because at first she was kind of an uncontrollable thing. She's gotten some help from some technology from some friends that help her to control the change and to keep her own mind. And she's currently, from last I read anything, because they had a pretty good book there going a few years ago I was collecting, she had just decided, you know what, I want to stay in this Hulk form all the time. I feel more powerful this way. I like it.
So. In the 90s, they had to where she could not change for a while there. I don't remember how long it was, but they almost had to where she couldn't change at all for a while. But people kind of accepted her as a lawyer, even. She kind of dressed up, and that was good fine.
Yeah, and the book they had I guess they're calling them the aughts now, but it was really good. It was funny, and she was working in a law office that actually dealt with superpowered cases, so she was free to be just She-Hulk, the lawyer. The only problem I had with it, and I think this was kind of the ruination, is they kind of made where she, like she's, I don't know, she kind of flaunted her sexuality too much. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of almost downgrading, though, what you were trying to do to make her where she's just kind of acts like a floozy. You don't need to do that, you know?
To me, the original Thor woman will always be Heather Shields.
Exactly. I posted that on our Facebook page. That we already did a fan film called Supers. For anyone who hasn't seen it, I should link it up somewhere. But yeah, we thought it would be funny if my wife came out with a Mjolnir had become a rolling pin, and she came out and beat us up for saying stupid things because she was Thor. So, and we even had a little costume for her and everything. It was fun.
Yeah.
These
storylines, personally, for me, Thor will always be the original. That's just me.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, fangirls were kind of flocking to Thor because of Chris Hemsworth. I've heard a lot of them says, oh my goodness, he was just so handsome, and he was a big hunky guy. Like, well, guess what? Females apparently do like male heroes too, then, huh?
Yeah. He's a good-looking guy and all that. Now, he's not near as cute as I am. But, or is in good shape. He's not in good shape as I am, or anything like that. But I still like him. You know, he's cool. He's cool. I like him. Yep. He's a good actor.
So, we'll see what the reaction. Of course, the immediate reaction, I expect they're going to get a lot of sales. The bunch of women who even probably never touched a comic might actually come in and buy it. But the men who maybe will buy it just because of the gimmicky might fade out after a while.
The same thing that kind of happened with the New 52. At first, it was a big sell and all that, and it kind of went back down to the normal sell. So, the big change really didn't do much for it, really.
Yeah. And you probably still just have a bunch of people with the New 52 going like, yeah, this is kind of nice, but I kind of miss it the way it was before you combined all these worlds. And for anyone who's not aware, the New 52 was something DC Comics did where they combined all their alternate universes into one world and changed all the characters.
They'd done that before, but the changes were so huge. I mean, there were some changes in the 1980s, like 86 or something like that, when they first did this. And I didn't like all of them. I didn't like that Krypton was kind of cold-hearted and almost a frozen world. They had no emotion. I didn't care for that. It was almost Vulcan-like. But there were some changes I didn't care for. Some I did. I liked that Jonathan Kent had stayed alive. You know, that was kind of nice. But there's some good changes in that, but it didn't change everything so much that they had to completely start over the entire universe and make a big deal about it. They started the whole universe, but it wasn't on the news, and it didn't become a huge ordeal, you know, where every single thing you ever read really didn't matter anymore.
It seems that they feel like shock value is the only way they can get anybody's attention anymore. When, you know, back at when this stuff all was going, you know, they managed to sell these books without having to shock you all the time, it seems.
I almost have to blame the death of Superman. He's left so much with the story. The death of Superman, they didn't really mean to get that much attention with it. It was just there was something they were going to do. They had already planned on bringing it back. It was already in the writings that they were going to bring it back. But when that happened, people went nuts and sold like crazy. It was all over the news. I mean, they said, why even did a skit about it? And we're sitting back playing Black Lightning. which is funny because that skit was pretty popular. So Black Lightning came back to the comics again. But anyway, that Death of Superman thing kind of made a whole shock value. I don't say it was the first and only one because before that was the Infinite Earths thing. They had a Supergirl die. That was a big deal. Little things like that. But still, the whole shock value seems to become a pattern. I noticed with DC a few years back, I was deep into it again, and I wasn't a Marvel too, but because of the shock stuff, it kind of just made me fade out of it, honestly.
Yeah, as unfortunately, Marvel has followed suit with having, and they've really done it to Spider-Man fans by having Peter Parker reveal himself to the world with the whole Civil War storyline, and then they went and did the whole Brand New Day where they just wiped out the last, 10 years, 20 years of Spider-Man history, and saying, well, no, he never married Mary Jane at all, and, you know, they rewrote Spider-Man history entirely in order to wipe out that he had ever revealed his identity. And then, just to really screw us up, they did the whole thing and had Doc Ock take over his body there for a couple years, which apparently they say the story writing was really good at the time. I'm like, well, I'm sure it was, but I still, that was not a good idea, other than, well, you did have a few people that came along and said, well, actually, the writing's not bad, and I'll read this, but you still lost probably more people than you had kept with you.
Yeah, see, I personally, and I know it's all this make-believe stuff, it's just for fantasy, just for fun, but to be honest, it's just like when you have a TV show that completely changes what it's doing, after a while, you kind of lose interest, you know, so they might be able to get a few new fans, but you also lose the people who, by the way, is the one that kept you going in the first place.
Yeah, it's always better to add some new elements and do a few things different than completely rewrite the history of the show, like when they had to go through and what was it, Dallas, that's like, oh no, this was all a dream, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Learn from that example, Marvel, and just don't screw things up in the first place where you have to do something dramatic to try to fix it.
Quit shooting JR.
Okay, but anyways, I'm going to go eat some lunch now and see if I can figure out how to get this MP3 off of the phone.
All right, man.
Talk
to you later.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. The general consensus, at least between us two, is that changing an iconic Marvel character like this is usually not a good idea, because usually you have to go back on it. And if you need some more strong female characters, or you want to put some out there, you have lots of them that are being maybe underutilized, or maybe you can create some good and strong female characters. You know, we have no problem with good, strong female characters, but create some or use the ones that you have that, you know, we love Storm. We love She-Hulk. We'd love to see She-Hulk getting maybe a movie of her own eventually. You know, utilize those, because you can draw a lot of fangirls, I think, onto those characters, or create new ones. We always love new characters, but don't go back to your old characters and mess with them. So that's the general consensus we have as comic book fans, and we'll be following up on this coming up in October. I'll probably go ahead and pick up the first issue just to kind of see what's going on. I have a feeling this stems somehow or another from Marvel's current storyline of... it's their big summer event, Original Sin, which I haven't been following up on. But I have a feeling that the current Thor's unworthiness somehow stems from some past sin that they're saying that all the Marvel characters have in this this story arc for the summer. Personally, I've gotten now to where I just try to read Spider-Man, because I just can't afford to follow up on everything these days. But there you have it. Catch us for our regular episode on coming usually Sunday about 2 a.m., I've been kind of catching a cold, so hopefully I'll still have my voice and still have my voice, you know, or yeah, I'll be able to talk. But make sure you're subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher, because that's the only way you're going to hear whenever I have a bonus, whenever there's some big story that comes out like this. But enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you on Sunday.
Up to Neverland!
Take a start of the right and stay on till morning.
Good morning, Neverland!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.